Coming up.
Black Fridays, they're not just for Black Friday anymore, or Fridays, or the end of November, or the middle of November. It's already Black Friday, at least for Amazon. It's all coming up on the Tech News Briefing.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos. In not a moment too soon, Amazon has launched a brand new store called Black Friday Deals. This new store gives members who use the Prime service access to over 30,000 lightning deals 30 minutes early. In an effort to pull out all the stops over holiday shopping, the company has also outlined changes to its electronics holiday gift guide and its gift finder tool. So this year, you can get 3D images of gifts. You can also get a little more high-tech by creating a shopping list via Amazon Echo or Alexa. This is, of course, the retailer's cloud-based voice service. So you can actually order via voice control if you have the mobile app. So as such, the day has been stretched to a month that Amazon is calling the November Blackout. But is a month overkill? Joining the Tech News Briefing now is Candace Corlett, president of WSL Strategic Retail. Welcome, Candace.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Point blank, first question becomes, is it too early for Black Friday sales?
What the shoppers have voted is it certainly isn't too early. It seems the sooner the sales start, the faster the shoppers are lining up to take advantage of them. So no, it's not too early for shoppers.
Gotcha. Now, Amazon tried this, I believe it was in the summertime, it was Prime Day, and they sparked some backlash on social media as a number of customers complained that the deals were low quality or sold out too fast. Could Black Friday deals suffer from the same sentiment?
You know, I think Amazon has a very big image issue to overcome, and I'm glad you brought up the Amazon Prime Day anniversary, because Amazon is out there already with Gold Box and Deal of the Day and the Amazon Deal Store. They're surrounding shoppers with deal opportunities leading up to and moving through Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But I think shoppers are waiting to see if Amazon is going to really deliver on the deal, because unfortunately Amazon tarnished itself a bit with Prime Day, and shoppers are now going to be really scrutinizing the deals that Amazon is offering in so many places.
Right, especially considering they're starting so early. Now, it's always a race of sorts this time of year. What are the other retail giants like Target and Walmart? What are they going to do to keep Amazon on its toes?
They are equally aggressive. Another reason Amazon is going to have to be looking over its shoulder is because the BRICS retailers are committed to scoring better deals to gain credibility with more shoppers. And I think we can expect a lot of comparative pricing across Walmart, Target, Best Buy. Whoever wins on a couple of those competitive searches, those comparative pricing searches, is going to keep shoppers. They will build trust.
And will the digital aspect only help with this as well? Because, for example, with the Amazon Echo, you can digitally make your shopping list and place your orders. Is this only more of an indication that we're in a digital takeover?
It's going to, you know, I wouldn't go so far as to say it will take over the season. But, you know, we know that literally the Black Friday, the Friday after Thanksgiving, is a big day with millennials. But most of them consider it a big day to sign on from their mobile to check out the deals and to buy from their mobile. So it's going to be a huge internet shopping season. So many of the apps and the websites, the technology has improved so dramatically, even in a year, to make it just easy to do.
Right. I mean, you know, between starting so early and making it so easy, do you think Amazon is sort of ahead of the game as far as these big retailers go?
Amazon's ahead of the game with shoppers. We know that 2/3 of shoppers buy something from Amazon in 3 months. That's a huge number.
Wow.
You know, less than half buy something from the website of a brick retailer in 3 months. Amazon is way out in front, and in fairness, they deserve to be, because they are 100% focused on how do we make the internet shopping experience easier, faster, more efficient, and more thoughtful for our shoppers.
Right.
They're committed to making people feel like smart shoppers. In addition to making it quick and efficient, they deserve to be out front. It's their 100% focus. The challenge for BRICS retailers is that the store is their primary focus, that's where, you know, 90% of their sales still go through their brick stores. That's where they have to pay attention, whereas Amazon doesn't have that mental distraction of running a brick store. So they deserve to be out in front, and they will be.
Right. And I think we'll leave it at that. Candace Corlett, thank you so much for the time today.
You're very welcome. It'll be an interesting season. We'll stay tuned and watch.
It sure will. Thanks, Candace.
You're welcome.
Amazon does expect a big holiday season. Last month, the company posted a surprise profit, and its, quote, thriving Amazon Prime service was cited as one reason for this. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at WSJPodcasts and subscribe to us on iTunes as well. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.